The Kriya on the second day of Rosh Hashanah is the Akedah. The question is, why do we read the Akedah on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? So the most famous answer for that is that the ram that Avram finds that's stuck in the shrub on the side, he brings in place of Yitzchak Avinu, and that ayal, that ram, that ayal is the ram that produces a great shofar, and that shofar will be used throughout history, and God willing, one day it'll be used to usher in the era of Mashiach. But is there perhaps a different reason? I think one of the most fascinating things to me is Vayelchu Shneim Yachdav, that if we watch the Akedah as it unfolds, what we see so carefully is that Avram and Yitzchak are going there with the same heart throughout. One of the questions that we always wonder is, what does Yitzchak know as they're going up? So the psukim tell us that Yitzchak asks and says, hey, Dad, wait a second, I'm a little confused here. I see wood, I see fire, but where's the animal? And Avram Avinu responds, Elokim Yerelo Aseh B'ni, Lo'ola B'ni, God will show us the animal for a korban. Which Rashi interprets that what Avram really is saying is, God will show us, and if he doesn't show us an animal, you're going to take the place of the animal. And so in that interpretation of the psukim, what it turns out is Yitzchak was clearly aware that there was a good chance he was going to be the korban in the Akedah. That's a fascinating one, that Yitzchak Avinu is prepared to give up his life, as Abraham is in the same boat. They're both willing to do something that is so incredibly difficult for God. But what I find fascinating about the whole thing is the notion of Vayelchu Shneihem Yachdav, is that they're going together. Amazing. Amazing. I once wondered, what would happen if the story of Akedas Yitzchak was happening bizmanenu, in our own time? Would they even be talking to each other? Or would Avram Avinu be busy on his phone saying, making posts for Instagram and Facebook saying, oh, hashtag at Mount Moriah, and Yitzchak wondering what's going to be and texting all of his friends? What I think is amazing about the Kriya on the second day of Rosh Hashanah is that they are so dialed in and they are so connected. Perhaps a side message of the Kriya of Rosh Hashanah is that there is a need to connect with people. And that gift was something that Avram and Yitzchak had. With limited conversation, they really are on the same page. And I think that that's so profound, because that's an art that has been lost on us in our generation. And with each passing day, we become so much more disconnected, despite the fact that we are so overly connected. Think about that. I could talk to someone across the globe in a matter of moments, send them a quick message, call them, I could reach them, and yet, with the unbelievable amount of connection, how often do we feel so disconnected, so lost from everyone about us and around us? Avram and Yitzchak are the paradigm of how people can be connected, the paragon of how people can talk and be on the same page. That perhaps is one of the messages and certainly one of the goals of Rosh Hashanah. Yes, we reconnect with God, but I think that it's Rosh Hashanah is lost on us if we only reconnect with God. Rosh Hashanah is about reconnecting with the people in our lives, the people that truly matter. That is so, so, so very important. And it only happens when we stop, when we think, and then, Vayelchu Shneihem Yachdav.